Hey, and welcome back to Sunday Replay. My name's Jace, and I'm so glad that you're spending this time with us today to worship through the Sunday Replay podcast. If you tuned in last week, you probably heard Pastor Mark's sermon on the concept of hell. Well, this week, our meditation ministry director, Jefferson Beaker, is sharing about heaven, and his reflection is based on John 14, verses 1 through 3. So here's Rev Jefferson.
The emphasis on our message this morning is actually on heaven. And we are continuing a series of messages on wrestling with doubt and finding faith. And they're from Adam Hamilton's wonderful book. This is what we have used for our inspiration as we have prepared these messages. And so today we are going to talk about heaven, because I think a lot of us have questions about heaven and certainly doubts about heaven. And so, as we begin thinking about heaven this morning, I want to ask you a question. When you think of heaven, what comes to your mind? How does that perhaps feel for you or even look? Think about that for a minute. Do you imagine that heaven is a place that you might one day inhabit? Do you have worries that perhaps you won't measure up? You won't measure up, and somehow you will miss out on heaven and you'll go elsewhere, wherever that elsewhere might be. Or perhaps you don't even think about it at all. You just completely dismiss it. So many people think about heaven, and what do? They look upward, as if heaven is someplace up in the sky, sort of behind the clouds. And we have to reach out there to get it. I remember many years ago reading in the paper that when the Soviets, before they were Russians again, they were Soviets for a long time, and they had launched a rocket with a person in it into space, and the cosmonaut came back and he said, "Well, I've been up to space and I looked around and there's no God up there, so I guess there's no God." We think of heaven as being far away, and that perhaps the only thing that's sort of holding us down here on earth is gravity, and that's keeping us from experiencing that trust and that beauty and that peace that is heaven. Maybe it is even keeping us from experiencing that beautiful angelic music that we think of as heaven, or that in heaven everybody is in these beautiful white frocks with angel brooches, by the way. And by the way, I also tend to cringe when I hear people say and refer to God as the man upstairs. So don't get me started on that, because I know you all have things you want to do this afternoon. I think too often our world would like to convince us that there is an absence of the sacred, an absence of spirit, an absence of there being a higher power. And so we often end up living in that world of absence, a world of limitation, a world of scarcity, and a world of mistrust. We see everything in human terms, and human terms are limited. Our human thinking is limited. But God is unlimited spirit, everywhere present, as Bridie had said, everywhere present, fully and completely, the same in each place that it inhabits, which is everywhere. And that brings me to our scripture this morning. And our scripture says, "You are here to be a light, bringing out the God colors in the world." God is not a secret to be kept. We're going public with this, as public as a city on a hill. If I make you light bearers, you don't think I'm going to hide you under a bucket, do you? I'm putting you on a light stand. And now that I put you there on a hilltop on a light stand, Shine. Keep open house. Be generous with your lives. By opening up to others, you'll prompt people to be open with God, this generous Father in heaven. Now, Eugene Peterson, who did this translation of the Message Bible, used a very patriarchal term, Father, because so often through our history, we have spoken of God as Father in patriarchal terms. If Eugene Peterson doesn't mind, I'm going to rewrite his sentence to say, this generous Creator in heaven. So, Eugene, if you're watching, you know where to find me. So let's lean into this scripture for a moment. Remember, as Spirit's creation, we are ever part of that divine energy and that intelligence. We are a part of it. We are a part of God, of Spirit. We're not everything that God is, but everything that we are is made of God. I'm going to say that again. We're not everything that God is, but everything that we are is made of that beautiful creation of Spirit God. We are made of God's stuff. And I think Joni Mitchell said it so beautifully in a song when she said, "We are stardust." And one of my favorite authors, Dr. Ernest Holmes, reminds us so perfectly of our connection with Spirit God when he says this, "I am forever one with Spirit, in it and of it." Forever one. As forever one with Spirit, we can never be separate from that spiritual energy and presence. We can never be separate from that. In the consciousness of being one with divine Spirit and never being able to separate from that Spirit, we are forever in that spiritual place. That place that we humans label as heaven. So is heaven real? I would answer that by saying absolutely. And in one of my favorite scriptures, Psalm 23, we read, "I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Spirit is everywhere." A couple of years ago, I was asked to do a funeral service for a family. I did not know this family. And it was being held at a cemetery out in Sierra Madre to the east of here. And so I went out there, and I'd spoken to the family on the phone. I went out to do the service. And the gentleman that had passed away was 98 years old. He had a very full life. His wife was there, and his two daughters, who were also quite elderly. And so I'm giving the sermon for the funeral and talking about this man and about his life. And one of the daughters who was sitting in the front interrupted me in the middle of what I was saying. And she said, "Is there golf in heaven?" I said, "Oh, I can't imagine there wouldn't be. And the greens are some of the most beautiful greens you have ever seen. And furthermore, there are no sand traps." And then I went back to giving the message that I was giving. And again, she interrupted me. And she said, "Can I talk to my father?" I said, "Absolutely, talk to him. Spirit is everywhere at all times, and your father is with you in your mind and in your heart. And talk to him as you always would." She seemed to like that. And so I went back to doing the message again. But then she interrupted me a third time. I, by the way, was loving this. And she said, "Where do I find heaven?" And I told her, "Take your right hand, place it on your heart. Feel that beat? Heaven is right where you are, because God is forever right where you are." Spirit God delivers the gift of heaven to us, and our ability to move through what we think of as that thin veil between heaven and earth. And Spirit God reveals that journey of recognizing this spiritual presence to us, each in a unique way, individualized for each of us to understand. I love that about how Spirit speaks to us. The unlimited speaking to the limited, but with revelations that open us up to greater understanding. And having done so, I believe Spirit encourages us to go forth and share our experience with others, so that our experience and their experience can come together with an even greater celebration of living heaven on earth. Way too often, the world would like to convince us that there is an absence of the sacred. And so we end up living in that world. But we don't have to, unless, of course, you choose to. The world tries to convince us that we are separate from God, but we are not, and we cannot be, because we are created out of that which Spirit God is. So then the question often becomes from people, am I worthy? Am I worthy of heaven? And to answer that question, I turn to a great quote from a spiritual teacher who has meant so very much to me, Jack Kornfield, who wrote this: "You can search the tenfold universe as the Buddha and not find a single person more worthy of love and care than the one seated right here in your own body." You are worthy. You are worthy. You will never find a single person more worthy of love and care than you. And that is a promise from Spirit God. For Spirit God invites us to the truth of who we were created to be. And we are never far from heaven. We are actually closer to heaven than we have ever thought. That thin veil between heaven and earth, we transcend through the presence of God right where we are. In our humanity, we can reach inward and touch heaven. We can reach inward and we can breathe heaven. We can reach inward and we can dwell there. Heaven, after all, is a thought. It is a feeling. It is an energy of spirit. We think of heaven as our spiritual home, but that spiritual home is not out there. It is right here where you are at this and every moment. God is not far off. Heaven is not far off. And there is no magic road that we have to take to get to heaven. It's not Route 66. It's not the Yellow Brick Road. You are already there. For you are God's creation. Heaven is within us, and we don't have to become something else. We just need to come home to who it is that we already are. And in that moment, understand that Spirit God that created us did not make a mistake, and certainly doesn't turn against us, but wants us to live full and abundant lives, celebrating all that we are. Spirit is in our loved ones and always will be. Spirit is in us and always will be. Spirit is always in the presence of the Christ consciousness within us, that Christ consciousness that Jesus lived by. Spirit is always right here and right now. Heaven is always right here and right now, waiting our recognition of its beautiful, beautiful presence. Is heaven real? I will never be convinced otherwise.
It's time for the Sunday Replay Halftime Show, where we take a few moments every week to share about opportunities that you have to connect with faith community. First, the Toluca Lake Pancake Breakfast benefiting local firefighters is happening on May 11th, and we're looking for volunteers. Our campus is participating this year in this event to help raise funds for our public servants as an act of showing God's love to our community. So we have two shifts, an earlier and a later morning shift that we need volunteers for, and if you're interested in helping, you can contact Pastor Mark to get involved. His email is mark, that's M-A-R-K, at hollywoodumc.org. Also, a reminder that we have a Mother's Day brunch coming up on May 12th, which is our normal monthly brunch and learn service. But during this service, in honor of Mother's Day, we won't be having Harmony Kids for children 4 years old or older. So make sure that if you have any questions about what's happening with kids that day, that you contact Pastor Bridie in the interim. And her email is Pastor Bridie, that's Pastor Bridie, at hollywoodumc.org, and she'll be happy to fill you in on the nursery and what's happening there and what opportunities we will have for your children during the worship experience while they're worshiping with their parents and guardians. This week on the Harmony Podcast Network, we have a new episode of Inner Harmony with a meditation focused on asking questions. So be sure to tune into that wherever you listen to podcasts. Now, will you join us in turning our hearts to God in worship led by the Harmony Worship Band?
This goes out to the worry, this goes out to the stressed, sorting out a million thoughts running through your head. To everyone that's waiting for better days ahead, tired and frustrated and leaving words unsaid, please don't hold your breath. Just breathe, because it's a miracle you can breathe. There's power in the way that we breathe. Release your heavy burdens and let everything that has breath praise the Lord. And this is why we have breath. You're in the desert. Sometimes you feel the pain. Sometimes it calls the storms, and sometimes it lets it rain. But please don't hold your breath, oh Lord. Just breathe, because it's a miracle we can breathe. There's power in the way that we breathe. Release your heavy burdens and let everything that has breath praise the Lord. And this is why we have breath. Praise the Lord. And I can feel my lungs taking air again. I'm breathing, breathing in all. And I can feel my strength coming back again. Breathing, breathing in oxygen. And I can feel my lungs taking air again. I'm breathing, breathing in oxygen. And I can feel my strength coming back again. I'm breathing. Again, I'm breathing, breathing in oxygen. Yes, I am. I am breathing in oxygen. Oh, yeah. I'm breathing in oxygen. beside God. We receive your love. We want your presence, God. Your presence is life. Your presence is life. So we open up. We open up our heart. We open up our heart. There's nothing worth more that will ever come close. Nothing can compare. You're our living hope. Oh, yes, you are. Your presence, Lord. I've tasted and seen of the sweetest of loves. When my heart becomes free and my shame is undone, and your presence, Lord, sing this out. Say, Holy Spirit, you are welcome here. Come flood this place and fill the atmosphere. Your glory, God, is what I long for, to be overcome by your presence, Lord. Your presence, Lord. There's nothing worth more that will ever come close. Nothing can compare. Your presence, Lord. Oh, yeah, yeah. I've tasted and seen of the sweetest of loves. When my heart becomes free and my shame is undone. And your presence, Lord. Oh, come on, sing this out. Say, Holy Spirit, you are welcome here. Come flood this place and fill the atmosphere. Your glory, God, is what our hearts long for. To be overcome by your presence, Lord. Say, Holy Spirit, you are welcome here. Come flood this place and fill the atmosphere. Your glory, God, is what our hearts long for. To be overcome by your presence, Lord. It's all we want, your presence, Lord. Yeah. We open up. We open up our hearts. We open up. And we receive your love. Yeah. We receive your love. Yeah. We receive your love. Oh God, we receive your love. Let us become more aware of your presence. Let us experience the glory of your goodness. Let us become more aware of your presence. Let us experience the glory of your goodness. Let us become more aware of your presence, God. Let us experience the glory of your goodness. Let us become more aware of your presence. Let us experience the glory of your goodness, oh God. welcome here. Come flood this place and fill the atmosphere. Your glory, God, is what our hearts long for. To be overcome by your presence, by your presence, God. We fix our eyes on your presence, God. We open up to your presence, God. The presence of love, the presence of peace, the presence of hope, of joy. We open up, let us be more aware. Let us be more aware. Let us be more aware. You're all around. You're all around. Your peace surrounds us. Your love surrounds us. Your joy surrounds us. You're all around. You're all around. Your presence, Lord.
Amen. If you want to hear the meditation from this week's worship experience, be sure to tune into our social media. That'll be posted on Wednesday, May 1st on Facebook and on Instagram, so you can catch that there. In the meantime, I want to thank you for listening to this episode of Sunday Replay, where our guests this week were Reverend Jefferson Beaker and the Harmony Worship Band. The episode was produced by our awesome AV and content director, Donna Miller, and hosted by me, Jace Lucas. Sunday Replay is a part of the Harmony Podcast Network from Harmony Toluca Lake, a campus of Hollywood United Methodist Church. And we'd love it if you'd connect with us on Facebook at HarmonyTL or on Instagram at Harmony_TLC. Now, if you are listening on a podcast platform that allows you to rate this episode, that might be a platform like Apple Podcasts where you can rate the episode or the podcast overall. We would so appreciate if you could give us a 5-star review. When you hit that 5-star review button, what it does is it tells your podcast host that this is a great podcast that they should share with other listeners who are looking for similar opportunities to listen to engaging content. So again, if you're listening on a platform that allows you to rate the episode, we would so appreciate if you could hit that 5-star review button. We hope you'll join us again for a new episode next week, coming out next Tuesday, where we'll continue our Wrestling Without Finding Faith series with guest speaker Larry High. Until then, as Pastor Mark always likes to say, peace.